Welcome to Short Take. Clemens Schick studied acting at the ADK Ulm and the Berliner Schule für Schauspiel. An actor with a confessed love for life on the classical stage, he has a long track record of engagements and leading roles in both modern and classic theater plays. At the Staatstheater Dresden, Schauspiel Frankfurt, Schauspielhaus Wien, Schauspielhaus Hamburg, and Schauspielhaus Zürich, to name but a few of the stages he played on. Clemens has also acted extensively in both German and international film and TV productions, appearing in more than 70 movies and TV series. His work spans roles in independent cinema, such as the much-lauded Servus Papa, See You in Hell, Das finstere Tal, or Four Kings. TV series such as Season 2 of Das Boot, Arctic Circle, or Andor. Clemens is currently working on his second screenplay. We talked to Clemens via video call for this interview. Hi, Clemens.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 18 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun.
All right.
If you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood, ideally, in three words?
Ideally, curiosity, curious, impatience, and hunger. Hunger for adventures.
Okay, interesting combination. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Fantasize. Since I'm a kid, I'm fantasizing. Whenever I went to school, I was fantasizing. Whenever I'm alone, I'm fantasizing. Fantasizing is driving me and it's my life force.
Nice. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I was thinking about that question, and I think my guilty pleasure is vegetarian burgers with fries and lots of ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yeah, the ketchup mayonnaise part is very German, I think.
Is it?
I think so. What is the favorite job you've done? And not necessarily maybe even film or acting related. Can be anything.
I mean, there's like two favorite parts I think I have in my film career. Mm-hmm. I started with theater, but in film, the first one was in a movie called Praia do Futuro, directed by a Brazilian director, Karim Ainuz. Mm-hmm. And the second one, just my recent job in So Long Daddy, See You in Hell, directed by Christopher Roth. Mm-hmm. I think in between those two, it would be hard for me to choose, but one of those.
Okay. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Well, they're sometimes harsh or honest advice because they know me. Mm-hmm. And what I really appreciate is that they still love me, although they know me.
What is your favorite food? Although we might have already covered that earlier with the burger.
No, actually, I'm not really a foodie, mm-hmm. I would say. So, and I grew up with four siblings. Mm. So if I have a full plate, mm-hmm. I'm happy.
Okay. If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
Oh, many things. There's like, I would be maybe a monk. Mm-hmm. I would be maybe a dancer. Mm-hmm. I would be maybe a writer. Or I started writing, so maybe I am a writer already. Mm-hmm. But I would like to have a hotel or a little pension.
Yeah.
Or the last one would be a farmer.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
To fly. Mm-hmm. I'm a skydiver and I would love to fly for real.
What is your favorite movie, TV series or theater related memory? And maybe also as an audience member.
When I was 12, I was with my mother and with my siblings. We were in London. Mm-hmm. And at one day, my mother said, we are going to a movie theater. And we went to the Odeon Theater at Leicester Square. Mm-hmm. And we watched A Space Odyssey by Kubrick.
Oh, wow.
And that was an intense film experience. Mm-hmm. I will never forget.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I'm reading right now Schönwald. It's a new book by a friend of mine, an author, Philipp Oemke. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the middle of it and I can't wait to finish.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
I haven't watched yet the last season of Der Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, I can't wait to see it. I love the actors and actresses in it. And I love the concept of the whole show. And yeah, I will hopefully see it soon.
And which upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I really would like to recommend Arseni Bultmann.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with him in So Long Daddy, See You in Hell. He had a beautiful part in it. And he was just performing amazingly in the new film of Sonja Heiss. And he's an amazing young talent. Hopefully I will work with him again. And that's my recommendation.
Okay. And now we're getting a little bit personal again. What do you like most about yourself?
I was thinking about that. I always think it's hard to describe something positive about yourself, but I like my empathy, curiosity, and my love for people. I like that. That's my approach to humans, and I like that about myself.
And what do you dislike about yourself?
My impatience with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I love people, I have empathy with them, but I'm impatient with them.
I can relate to that. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Yeah, I'm writing right now on my second script. Last year, I wrote my first script, which is called Westland. And I want to direct my first film next year in 2024. And I'm writing now on my second script and I'm procrastinating too much. So I'm dancing around it and dancing around empty pages. And I'm regretting that, but it's, I think, part of the process.
Absolutely. What random thing makes you happy?
Silence.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Yeah, it's not a new one. Never give up. Never give up and try out things you've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing to lose. That's what I try to live. I don't do it all the time, but that's what I try to live.
Okay. And we're already at the last question, which
might
be a little bit tricky for you to answer, but who would play you in a film, play, series about your life?
If he would be available and would be interested in, maybe Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. Interesting answer. Wonderful.
Yeah, I adore him as an actor. So maybe, yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.